Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means. Got a lot to talk about here tonight. NXT on the CW, the follow-up to the Halloween Havoc show. Whatever happened this weekend. And yes, it is Halloween, I guess, on Thursday. So we do have a casket match on the show tonight. Of course, tomorrow is AEW Fright Night Dynamite. They're doing their Halloween show. And hey, tonight on the Brian and Vinny show, it's our Halloween show. So make sure you've got your costumes ready, because we will. That's coming up tonight on the Brian and Vinny show as we review a Mid-South year in review of a year that we didn't actually watch. So that should be interesting. But anyway, a lot of news today. We'll start off with the bad news, all of the injury updates and health updates on a number of people, including Phantasmo, Chris Bay, Hijo del Vikingo, Maria Kanellis, Steve Austin. And then we'll talk about what broke this morning, which is WWE launching a program to help assist with the development of independent wrestlers. How about that? So we'll tell you all about that, including a lot of details that probably you will hear here first. And then we have the Raw Report and plenty more. If you'd like to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. And we'll get into all of it after the break. Stick around. Observer Live.
IBM and ESPN are unveiling enhancements to the ESPN Fantasy app that put Watson X-powered insights directly in users' hands, giving them access to personalized, data-driven information such as personalized player grades based on each team's needs, predictions of each player's potential upside and downside, and transparent explanations of AI-generated player grades. Entering its eighth consecutive year, the collaboration between IBM and ESPN Fantasy Football continues to transform football data into compelling and helpful information for fantasy team owners. Sponsored by IBM.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Well, let's get all the terrible news out of the way first. Starting with El Fantasmo, revealed on social media Tuesday. Last 2 weeks, I've had a bunch of scans and tests done. Doctors found a little tumor of cancer, he wrote. Things are happening really fast. I have amazing family, friends, fans by my side. So grateful to have the support of warriors who have gone through the same thing before. I look forward to help those going through it next. Believe me when I say I'm in good spirits, he said. I'm not nervous, worried, or scared. And then he offered his best wishes to Chris Bay. So obviously he's off New Japan shows for the foreseeable future. And all the best to Fantasmo as he goes through whatever this is. Really no other than a little tumor of cancer. So best wishes to him. TNA had updates on Chris Bay and Vikingo. Vikingo, of course, he's being treated for the right knee injury. He's on crutches and wearing a leg brace. He flew home to Mexico City Monday. He will be examined and treated by his specialist. Looked like a bad knee injury. It may have destroyed his knee, so hopefully he's all right. And then we got Chris Bay. TNA says recovering the hospital following surgery for the neck injury suffered Sunday night. He had an MRI procedure Monday, resting in his hospital room Monday night, joking, talking about Bound for Glory and good spirits. He'll be in Detroit for a few days. Family members have joined him along with TNA Wrestling Management and wrestlers staying in Detroit. He's under professional care and supervision. Local medical staff has been in contact with his personal doctor. But no information other than that. No update on what happened, prognosis, anything. So, I don't know. Hopefully everything's all right. I know there was a GoFundMe, which I'm trying to find here, that I guess one of his friends started.
Yes, I tweeted it out on my ex, at Sempervivi. I know you'll do the same as well. What is very concerning is
$50,000 has already been raised.
And that's great. And hopefully there's more, because that will barely cover the stay in some of the stuff. And what is scary to me right now is the fact that that statement from TNA that got put out last night didn't say anything about he's got movement in his arms and legs. And that is scary to me because that's one of the first things you usually hear if somebody suffers a neck injury or a back injury, that they are resting and they have feeling. Until I hear that, I'm going to stay very upset about this because it's, again, it's without hearing that, your mind goes to the worst like mine has, and I hope that's not the case.
We've also got Maria back in the hospital. She was in the hospital undergoing surgery for a mass on her adrenal gland on Thursday. Went home Saturday, back in the hospital on Sunday due to pain in neck, spine, head. Could not stand up without getting nauseous. In the emergency room, anti-nausea, morphine, caffeine, ibuprofen, magnesium, trying to get comfortable, readmitted again, and hopefully they figured out and she's pain-free and home soon, but does not have the results of the surgery last week. That should be coming here in about, looks like 5-6 days. So hopefully that is good news. And then Steve Austin announced that he needs a knee replacement, which is the same thing that Taz just underwent. He's had a bad knee since college and just kept going on it, put the two giant knee braces on, and, well, that didn't solve the problem. He did have an ACL and a PCL put in from cadaver ligaments, but looks like he needs a new knee. And Dave last night said he wanted to do WrestleMania this year, so maybe that's why he's in a hurry. But, man, I don't know what the recovery time is for the knee replacement. I don't know how Taz is doing other than, you know, apparently rehabbing and, you know, obviously a lot of pain. But hopefully Taz comes out of it walking like a 56-year-old instead of a 95-year-old.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. Well, then we had the big news today. WWE is launching a new program to help assist with the development of independent wrestlers. This is from WrestlingObserver.com. It is a counterpart to the NIL system for college athletes. It's a new independent development program. WWE will partner with select training schools and indie wrestlers to establish a potential pathway to wrestlers joining WWE. Organizations run by Booker T, Cody Rhodes, and Seth Rollins are among those WWE has partnered with. Under the program, WWE will provide prominent independent wrestling schools with the WWE ID official designation, with the goal of providing new trainees and existing trainees at those select institutions with enhanced development opportunities. Booker T's Reality of Wrestling, Cody's Nightmare Factory, Seth Rollins' Black and Brave Academy, Elite Pro Wrestling in Concord, New Hampshire, Knock X Pro Wrestling in L.A. They're the first WWE ID independent wrestling schools to earn the official designation. WWE will also identify top independent wrestling prospects with an official WWE ID prospect designation, support their developmental journey by providing financial opportunity and assisting with training, mentorship, development, including access to world-class facilities, best-in-class ring training, athletic trainers, and more. Give fans the opportunity to follow the paths of these standout prospects on the independent wrestling scene through curated behind-the-scenes content, as well as highlights and matches showcased across WWE's social platforms. So,
a lot to unpack here.
Well, a couple of things. So this is not something that just happened, obviously. It's been in the works for over a year. And I do know that there were suggestions to Tony Khan to do something like this for a while now, and they didn't do it, and now WWE has done it. There are going to be other tie-ins. Allegedly, there might be WWE matches happening at indie shows here and there, WWE talent appearing at indie shows but not wrestling. And as noted here, it's not going to be every independent group. If you're running an indie right now, it's not like they're just going to come to you. It's going to be a select deal. And, I mean, obviously, it was suggested to me, if you're an independent wrestler, clean up your social media yesterday. And that would go to anybody running an organization as well. That actually kind of ties into another discussion. Remember Samantha Irvin left?
Yeah.
She's been quite active on social media. And she said a lot of things over the last couple of days. Ricochet has been quite active on social media since leaving WWE. And there's a reason for that. It's WWE doesn't want you to do that. They don't want you to react to criticism. They don't want you to react to fans. They don't want you saying controversial things. They just want you to just lay low. And so, hey, listen, if you don't want to lay low, that's fine. But if you would like to eventually work for WWE or be a part of this deal here, I mean, that is what they want. So if you've got stuff on your social media, it's best to clean it up yesterday. And if you can't clean it up yesterday because yesterday's gone, clean it up right now as this show is going on. And I did hear, it was a couple weeks ago, you know, somebody was asking me, have you heard anything about these indie guys being, you know, funded by WWE? I said, what? And so I asked, and, you know, the answer was, I never heard anything about that. And apparently the idea, I don't know if it's actually started yet or has just been discussed with certain people, but there is going to be some funding. Now, what that means, I mean, what I heard a couple of weeks ago was it was like a scholarship system, but today it was sort of like, it's not like you're going to be paid $50,000 a year to be an independent worker, but, you know, they may help fund gear or, you know, stuff to upgrade your presentation. But you're not like, I don't know. It's
trans where you
it's
can go
not exactly as, I don't know about even trans, but it's not like, you know, you're being, you know, paid like an NIL wrestler in the developmental system or whatever. But anyway, we'll talk more about this. There's more after the break. Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, seen some interesting commentary on the chat about this deal.
Yeah.
Censorship. Brother, do whatever you want on your Twitter. Like, do whatever you want. I'm just telling you, if you want to be a part of this WWE family, you can't have stupid stuff on your social media. They don't want you to have an OnlyFans, some wild OnlyFans. And the fact of the matter is, you can get on them if you want, but it's far from the only company on earth that wants you to have a clean social media. Right? Am I out of my mind?
You're not. You're not. And I know people are, well, what about, I saw that, what about Logan Paul, what about The Undertaker? Look, there are exceptions to every rule, whether it be right or not. And when it comes to those two cases, Logan Paul can just quit and continue doing what Logan Paul does. Undertaker is a Legends contracted wrestler. He's not around all of the time. And at the same time, again, if you're just starting out and you're trying to make your way in this business, you know, to two people who have already made it in their businesses, it's not the same. You don't get those same graces. And even then, you're not going to... that is silly to me to point out, well, there's hypocrisy. There is hypocrisy everywhere when it comes to that sort of stuff. But if you're just starting with a company, starting out, I don't care if you're WWE or AEW, there's going to be things that they don't want to see on your social media, period. That's why companies across the board have social media policies. How much they choose to crack down and, you know, go after people for it is a different story. Who they go after may be a different story, but it is not unusual to have that. And frankly, in this day and age, it is smart to remind people, younger people especially, just starting out, who have grown up with all of this social media, that they just almost take for granted sometimes with what they put on there. Hey, this may be something that might come back to get you later or might cause you some problems. So to make it easier on yourself, make sure you take away anything that may be offensive, whatever you want to say. You may want to temper that and check that. That's not a stupid thing to do.
No. Apparently, looking at this right here, WWE is the enemy for wanting you not to put stupid stuff on social media. Anyway. So let's talk about these ratings. That's big, exciting news to transition away from clean up your social media if you want a job.
There's some of the other things that are a part of this, too, which, again, there are positives to WWE doing this in that, one of the big concerns that WWE would have with having their people work on indie shows would be, who put up the ring? What condition is the ring in? Are these mats clean? Like, a lot of those things that people might roll their eyes and laugh at, like, that's important, you know? And so to have, again, a WWE accredited training center, I mean, that's actually a good thing in some ways, you know, to make sure that, okay, you're going into a place with certain standards. Now, from there,
I think there's a reason they mentioned the places they mentioned. Like, I'm sure that, like, Booker T's Reality of Wrestling and Cody School and Seth School, I mean, they're probably going to all get a WWE ring.
Yeah, and look, the Monster Factory has pumped out a lot of people. We'll see about them. There's plenty of known wrestling training centers around that are very good, and we'll see what happens with all of them. But it's interesting as far as, okay, if you get a stipend from WWE that will help you with your travel or help you with something, what do you then owe them? If you sell merch, do they get a chunk of your merch? If you're the company, are there things you're going to have to kick back to WWE? How is all that going to work? It's just going to be interesting to see how this all plays itself out, because there are going to be people I'm sure that are thrilled with, and there are going to be people that we hear about who entered the system and it didn't work for them. And we're going to hear about all the negatives of it too. But, you know, as it stands right now, there's a lot of questions with what they've put out that, again, lead to other questions as far as how is this going to work in its actual execution.
All right. Rampage Friday, 241,000 viewers and a 0.09. SmackDown, 1.4 million viewers and a 0.43. I'm trying to find all these numbers here. And Collision, 321,000 and a 0.09. None of these numbers are great, but it's the World Series. This was well known. This was going to happen. And they all took a hit. Although SmackDown actually held up pretty good, quite frankly. It was actually up from the week prior, head-to-head with the World Series. And Collision was down, and Rampage actually was up. So there you go. Collision was the only one that got hit. Of course, they also had a UFC pay-per-view. I don't know how much that...
And college football and everything hurt. Else that was going on. Saturday night is it's a tough night.
I'm looking at this
chair. Oh, God, what are they saying now?
Would this be sad if AEW did this? Why does it always come back to AEW?
What are you talking about?
You know, the thing here with AEW, so yes, WWE doesn't want you to say stupid stuff on your social media, and you're like encouraged not to do it so people don't. But like in AEW, people kind of say whatever they want. I'm not sure people know this or not, but you do realize that people have been punished for what they have said and done on their social media in AEW. You just haven't heard about it. But it happens. And just because it's not made public. There's a lot of stuff in AEW that nobody ever hears about because they keep it absolutely quiet. Injuries, punishments, fines, like all that kind of, it all happens. But, you know, it's not talked about.
I can't believe this is the biggest beef, again, coming out of this, or the biggest questions coming out of it is, oh my God, think of the kids' social media. You know, all of the things here that you can extrapolate out of this and look at and try to turn into a negative or could be a negative, you know, for wrestlers or what WWE does to you. The social media aspect of it, I think, is, I don't know. I'm surprised that that's the beef.
Well, we got to find something to get mad about.
I guess.
And that's it today. The temerity to clean up your social media if you want to work for WWE. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
You know what's funny is, like, a lot of people should clean up their social media just because they should clean it up. Because, like, forget getting a job. Like, all people do is complain about social media and all the stupid stuff on social media. But, man, if a company tells you that you should clean up your social media, they are an enemy. An enemy.
It's not like they gave rules as to, you know, what you can say and what you can't say in a script and all that sort of stuff. They would just prefer you not do it. And yes, again, if you've ever worked anywhere, plenty of places have social media policies written in. I just, again, why this one as opposed to, I would have figured it was, remember what happened with NXT UK and they wanted to do NXT Japan and NXT Mexico and they wanted to, I figured that would have been the biggest beef from people going, they're trying to take over the world again.
This guy says, not the indie deal. We're talking about the indie deal, not the social media deal. AEW aren't trying to monopolize the industry. This is just another sad attempt in WWE's long, sad history of trying to monopolize the industry. They're trying to do with independent wrestlers what they are doing with college athletes. Like I said earlier, people had suggested AEW do this years ago. Anybody can do this
any
if they want to.
Any promotion. Any of them,
AEW could start doing their own version of this tomorrow if they wanted to.
And they should. We talked about it with QT Marshall being at Cody's when AEW opened up. Okay, you got the Nightmare facility there in Atlanta, okay, maybe you reach out to a monster factory that's in New Jersey, or you reach out to a Create a Pro in New York, and you have a place in Vegas, because there's a bunch of places, and one in LA where you can feed people to. Like, yes, any wrestling promotion should do this. Is WWE going to be heavy-handed about it? Sure, they can be. They're the industry leader. They're going to have that opportunity, but AEW can still do this on a different scale. This is insane to me that that's an issue as far as networking and stuff like that, or if you were WWE or AEW, that you shouldn't do this. You should absolutely do this. Absolutely, you should do this.
All right, well, we got NXT on the CW and Fright Night tomorrow. NXT has Charlie Dempsey versus Lexus King with William Regal as his corner man. I can't even say it without being so happy. And then Axiom and Nathan Frazier against Javon and Cedric, NXT tag titles.
By the way, do people realize that the professional wrestling industry comes from monopolies? They just happen to be in cities and in territories. And it actually took all of that having to crumble apart because Vince wanted to take over. But, like, it came from monopolies. This whole business has been closed, was closed for years. So, I mean, I don't know. It's actually, in some ways, the best it's ever been. Frankly, in a lot of ways, the wrestling industry is the best it has ever been. And the fact that Tony Khan does have such deep pockets and does have the type of friends like David Zaslav where, okay, I'm willing to take this ride with you. Like, to have these two groups is, you know, frankly, again, better now for American wrestling than it's ever been. Maybe not so much for other places like Japan, but for here it is.
And also, Zarya will be, say, facing TBA, Tatum and Wendy in a casket match, and Adriana Rizzo calls out her attacker. More after the break, Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tribalism over this one is out of control, brother.
I know.
All right. Well, we have Fright Night Dynamite on Wednesday. Swerve versus Shelton Benjamin. The Young Bucks versus Private Party for the AEW Tag Team titles, where Private Party will break up forever if they lose. Adam Cole versus Buddy Matthews. Chris Statlander versus Camille. That was a big mistake doing that Camille match last week.
They've made a lot of mistakes with Camille, I think.
Orange Cassidy will take care of the John Moxley problem. Nothing is going to happen. And we will hear from Hangman Page. That's the lineup for Fright Night Dynamite. And then we got Friday SmackDown, which has already been taped. Cody and Randy versus Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser is the main event. Bianca versus Lash versus Io versus Piper Niven. Liv Morgan and Nia have a face-to-face, and then Liv faces Tiffany Stratton. Pretty Deadly versus the Street Profits. Bayley and Naomi versus Indy and Candice. And Roman Reigns and the Usos will have a face-to-face.
I haven't seen the spoilers yet, so it's my hope that Giovanni Vinci comes out and destroys everyone that's involved in
that. Yeah, what happened to that guy? Came back and vanished.
Well, he's taking L's on main event now.
Then we got AEW Collision on Saturday. Mariah May versus Anna Jay for the women's title. Thunder Rosa versus Harley Cameron, Day of the Dead match.
You like that? How that has been built up has been something else.
Kyle Fletcher versus Commander. Yes. All right.
You go watch the Dia de Muertos show, CMLL show?
I got too much.
Oh.
Crown Jewel is on...
Best show of the year.
Saturday. And actually...
They drag people that lose. They take them and they throw them in this big volcano.
Yes, I'm well aware.
Kill them. Love it.
We got far more matches than usual for a WWE pay-per-view. We got Cody versus Gunther, champion versus champion for the Crown Jewel Championship.
Well, you got to give the monarchy everything that they need.
Nia versus Liv, which is champion versus champion for the women's Crown Jewel
Championship. The other big-ass green belt.
LA Knight, Andrade, and Carmelo in a triple threat match. Bianca and Jade versus Lash and Jakara, Io and Kairi, and Chelsea and Piper in a four-way. Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins versus Bronson Reed, and Roman Reigns, Jay and Jimmy versus Solo, Jacob Fatu, well, three of the Bloodline. We don't know who, because that's one of those surprises. Surprise. Who will it be?
I hope Bronson Reed defeats Seth Rollins cleanly.
I don't think it'll be cleanly, but he should win.
Absolutely.
I want to see Bronson Reed versus Gunther, dude.
I know. Me too.
That's the match I want. We'll see if we get it.
Got to get Dominic Mysterio and Gunther first.
We are going to get that first. All right, so the Raw show. This was a weird show, dude. This was a weird show. So first off, go ahead. They ran Hershey, Pennsylvania two straight nights. So they did the Halloween Havoc show on Sunday, and they came back for Raw on Monday. And if you look at the ticket sales, it was like 6,000 for NXT and 8,000 for Raw. So basically, the same people came to both shows, and they were tired by Monday because this crowd, this was not a great crowd. And even worse, and actually, I should say worse, but you know how I always rant about WWE or NXT putting stuff on social media?
Yeah.
So they are doing this show, and they did a show-long storyline involving The Miz, of all people. So The Miz is backstage. Or first there's a segment from after the show ended last week. And Miz goes up to Karrion Kross and the crew, and he says, listen, we got to go our separate ways. This is not working out. I don't want anything to do with these Wyatts. And Kross screams at him that one of my guys took a bullet for you. The only way out, Kross says, is either through the Wyatts or through us. So they, that was last week. So then they go live this week, and Miz goes up to Adam Pearce, who is having a bad day because he always is. And Miz starts screaming at him, you know, I main evented his whole stupid resume. And Pearce, who's having a bad day, starts laughing. Miz goes, what are you laughing about? Pearce points behind him. There's Karrion Kross and the crew. Karrion says, you're going to do something tonight, Miz. You are going to find Bo Dallas. And when you find him, you're going to ask him why he's getting involved in my business. Either that, he says, or I'm going to break your legs. Miz is like, oh, man. So they continue. They go on to the main event. First, we have a Jimmy. We'll talk about that later. But they go to the main event. They do the main event. Watch the main event. And I guess we'll talk about the main event. The main event of this show, okay, the go-home Raw for Crown Jewel is Damian Priest versus Dirty Dom. There's a bunch of interference. Dom pins Damian. And then Damian destroys the Judgment Day. And the show ends. And I watched it and I went, why was that the main event? With the exception of Liv, who's facing someone on the other show, not a single solitary person in the main event segment on Raw is even on the pay-per-view. I could not for the life of me. What this felt like, when this was over, this is what I determined. Everybody woke up, wrote a three-hour show, and about halfway through realized, oh my God, we're only 2 hours still. And so they went off the air an hour. They had an hour left of television they didn't show us. Because this right here was a top of the third hour match with another hour that should have come afterwards. So the show ends and I'm like, what in the heck? Did we miss a full hour here? And then I realized as I was reviewing the show with Dave later, we never found out what happened. Like, did Miz find Bo Dallas? Was that supposed to be in the third hour that didn't air? Like, what happened here? So I wake up this morning, I open up my Twitter, and on my timeline is a segment that they put on social media after Raw. I never see these. I never watch them. Actually, somebody had also emailed me. So, like, once people start emailing me that I got to watch something, it's like, okay, this must be something. So I click on it, and it's a video of Karrion Kross in his hotel room, okay? And he's like, he's eating or something. He's just kind of sitting there, whatever. And you see Scarlett walk up in the background, and she goes, "This is all. I don't remember. I didn't write it down or anything." But she walks up and she goes, "Karrion, Miz has been kidnapped by the Wyatts. We need to go find him." And Kross, he's just calmly eating or doing whatever. And he goes, he's been kidnapped? Scarlett goes, yeah. And Kross goes, like, just now? Scarlett goes, yeah, he's gone. And Karrion's like eating or whatever. He's totally calm. And he goes, how long has he been gone? Scarlett goes, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes? Cross is eating, and he goes, 25 minutes. He's dead for sure. Just keeps eating. Scarlet cracks. She's like, I mean, we should still look for him. Cross goes, dude, it's been 20 minutes. He's dead. There's no use. Guy's dead. Starts eating. I was crying watching this segment. Like, we've seen the Karrion Kross push for years, okay? And everyone always says the same thing. They're like, why does Hunter like Karrion Kross? Like, he's just like a big guy or whatever. Like, they don't see anything in him. You have to watch this segment. This was the greatest thing Karrion Kross has ever done in his entire life. I was crying watching this segment.
Except for that Ventura impression.
So apparently the guy's been kidnapped. And
we
like
missed the other one.
The fight. There's more?
Yes.
What was the next one?
Okay. What you missed was, and number one, I just want to say this. This has been the best Karrion Kross that there has been, with him saying, all right, break your legs. You know, that whole thing. Perfect. He doesn't have to be some mystical double-talking guy. Just be a jerk. He's going to be a great jerk. I think this is going to be good. But Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods are arguing outside, talking about their match.
Where is this?
And this is on social media.
Okay.
There's a bus in the background. You see the Miz walking, and his face is on the bus. Must be his bus. And then as he's walking, as they're fighting in the foreground, you see the bus door open, and you see the dreads of Uncle Howdy, Dexter, I don't know who it is. They jack up Miz. They take him in, close the door. Kofi and Xavier continue to fight with each other. And that's all you hear. So that okay. one must have been right before the one
well,
you saw.
This is, explain to me here that kidnapping, that scene actually took place on Raw Talk. So
Raw Talk.
Yeah, apparently on Raw Talk, which I guess is a thing on Peacock. I don't know. But
social
anyway,
media.
he got kidnapped on Raw Talk is what happened.
Yeah.
And then Karrion, I was dying because it was like Karrion took his phone and he just like set it up on the nightstand or whatever. And it was like one take. Scarlet laughing was like, hey, we'll just play it like it's real. It's funny. Guy's dead. He got kidnapped 20 minutes ago by the Wyatts. What's the point? And then he just like put it up. And that was that. That's where we're at right now. Miz apparently has been kidnapped by the Wyatts. Karrion Kross doesn't care. And he's got to finish his dinner or whatever.
Apparently either Scarlet is a great company woman because she's watching every show or she's spying on the Miz waiting to see what happened. Reported back. This is going to be a good Karrion Kross. I have faith now in the final testament. And who are the two big goons? Rezar and Akam or whatever. Like, they have no personality whatsoever. They could probably be cut again and nobody would miss them. But if you could do something with these three, let's go. Now's the time.
All right. Well, other than that, was there anything good on the show? Actually, the Seth Rollins brawl with
Bronson
was very good, as it always is. They always have great brawls. And Seth has been killed. He got a DVD, kind of like Miz, got a DVD off the back of a semi-truck through a bunch of tables. And Bronson was fine, but they took Seth to the...
Did he?
I gotta say.
Good.
I'm this Joe Tessitore has really grown on me. So, first off, there's a moment where someone gets thrown over the announce table and almost wipes him out. Man, this guy dropped an S-bomb on TV, and they almost got all of it out, but some of it got in there. And then, you know, the guy gets injured, and it was always Michael Cole going, we've got an update on Seth Rollins. He has been taken to a local medical facility where, and they just, like, spit it out or whatever. Now it's Joe Tessitore's job. And they come back from the break, and Seth has been, like, given a DVD off the back of a tractor trailer or whatever out through these tables or whatever, and the medics come out. They go back to Joe Tessitore. Hopefully I have enough time for this. Joe goes, well, I've just been handed an update on Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins was injured in the match with, or in the encounter with Bronson Reed outside in the parking lot. He was sent through two tables outside, and he appears to have suffered an injury. He has been taken to a local medical facility on a stretcher in an ambulance. They are working on him. They are seeing what's wrong. He will be undergoing tests. His back hurts. So we are waiting for information on what the tests reveal and whether or not... I'm like, dude! Oh, he's in the hospital! How long are we going to go here? Like, was there a cue he had to hit, like me right now with the music playing? He went on for like 10 minutes! Anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
God, this Chad, dude. All people do is complain about tribalism, and the people that complain the loudest are the absolute worst offenders. It's exactly the same! They can't say hospital just like... Dude, they do say hospital, okay? They say hospital now about 70% of the time. Every now and then, people say local medical facility, because they had to say it for years, but you're allowed to say hospital, you're allowed to say belts, you're allowed to say, there are no more banned words. There are no more banned words. But people have to jump in there. Why do you do it? Why do you do it? Like, it's okay. It's okay. Can we just enjoy wrestling? Remember people always go, let's just enjoy wrestling. It's always the people who say, just enjoy wrestling that are the worst offenders. Always, every time. It's amazing. Anyway.
I think some of these people need to start enjoying wrestling some more and clean up their social media.
No, don't do that. That's censorship. That's censorship. I've learned that actually I think a lot of the people here don't have jobs. Because if they did, they wouldn't be arguing this. But they do. So, I don't know, man. Hey, tonight we got the Brian and Vinny show. We're going to watch some old Mid-South. And it's the Halloween edition. In fact, I better text everybody right now that they better wear costumes or they're going to be in big trouble.
Say Bill Watts will
not
be wearing
them.
A costume.
I'll censor them tonight.
Although, hopefully somebody does wear a Boyd Pierce jacket. I would love to see Sean in a Boyd Pierce jacket.
What?
Boyd Pierce, the guy with all the jackets. And
yeah, but why do you want to see Shawn Michaels in it?
Shawn Garrett.
Oh.
Sean. Well, you're a friend, Sean.
That's fine. Well, NXT is tonight. Sean's going to be there. He should wear a costume. What's Shawn Michaels going to be?
Brian Alvarez.
No, that's Javon.
Oh.
That poor guy's going to suffer because of me. God. All I was doing was trying to help. Story of my life. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.